Has to do a topic that comes from this journal called Dialogue. Okay, this is a journal. This is the it's a new journal. This is only the sixth one. It came out not that long ago, and there is a topic here by an article here written by Rabbi Zev Cranes. Does anyone know who Zev Cranes is? The name of the topic is the Shoifet of that age, dynamics of halachic authority. The reason why I chose this topic is because this week is Parshas Korach, and Korach is the parasha where the halachic authority of Moshe Rabbeinu was challenged, and Moshe had to make it very clear who the boss is. And he has a topic. The topic appears to be a very popular topic, and there's a lot been said about this topic. It's a long article, and it's very complex. I try to read this a few times, slowly, but I really, after everything's said and done, I still have a hard time grasping much of what it says. So let me just at least present to you some of the issues that he lays out in a very, very comprehensive and thorough way. It all starts with a Mishnah in Masechta Idyos. By the way, Masechta Idyos is unique among the Masechtas of Mishnayos, that some even learn it's not even part of the Iker Mishnayos. It was a compilation that came at a later point in time. It's not the Iker part of Mishnayos. And there, basically, I don't think there's anything new. And Sefer Idyos is just a summary. It's a summary, a repeat, a compilation of things that are found in other Masechtas. And there, in the Masechta, there is one very interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us a rule. Why is it that a Mishnah records a minority opinion? Why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he compiled the Mishnayos, did he include in the Mishnah a minority opinion? And the answer, the Mishnah says, because, if I have the Mishnah over here, the Mishnah over here is because it can come a time later Besdin. It can happen that at a later Besdin. I really should read the Mishnah. Made a mistake. I should have prepared the Mishnah. But basically, what it says is that at a later point in time, there is a Besdin who wants to override the decision of a previous Besdin, they would not be allowed to do so. If a Besdin issues a decision, Ein bezn acher yochol levatel divrei bezn chaveroi, el imkein gadol mimenu bechochma uveminyan. You're not allowed. However, in the previous generation, the previous bezdin, there was a minority opinion, even though it was rejected because they were outnumbered, they were in the minority, the fact that Rabbeinu HaKadosh records this opinion gives that opinion legitimacy, and allows a later Besdin to use that minority opinion. If now a later Besdin, the majority of the later Besdin, will decide that they want to follow the minority opinion, then they can change the opinion of the previous generation, of the previous Besdin. So in other words, if Rabbeinu HaKadosh would not record minority opinions, he would just on his own say, we have over here two opinions, and this opinion is the majority, and this is the minority, and if I'm going to write all the Mishnayos as Mishnayos Stam, I'm not going to record any minority opinion, it would be impossible for a later Besdin, at a later point in time in Jewish history, to overturn the opinion of the accepted opinion of the previous generation, the previous generations. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was creating an escape clause in every Mishnah. This is the majority opinion. I'm not even going to tell you who says it, because I want it to be established as the Rabbanan. But I also want to provide you an escape clause. You should know there's a minority opinion. And this minority opinion now can be used by a later Besdin if they will see fit that the generation needs to follow this opinion. It's already been established to be legitimate, and they could vote, and they could accept it, and they can use it to issue a decision. Now, that's what it says basically in the Mishnah. This Mishnah opens up a very big controversy. Does that mean the Mishnah is telling us that a later Beis Din has the power to overturn the decision of a previous Beis Din? But don't we have the principle, Ein Beis Din Yochol Vatal Divrei Beis Din Chaveri Elim Ken Gadol Ninenu B'Chochma V'Minyan? What does that mean? If the previous Beis Din, who is greater in Chochma and in Minyan, has decided that we're going to reject the minority opinion, how does Rabbeinu HaKadosh, by writing the minority opinion, give power to a later Beis Din to override the decision of a previous Beis Din because there's a minority opinion? The problem is, but the later Beis Din is still not Gadol Hemenu B'Chochma U'V'Minyan. The problem still exists. So this is the big, big topic of discussion, which touched upon the very big, big question, is when do we say in halacha a later Beis Din can override the opinion of a previous Beis Din? Now the first thing to discuss this issue is the Rambam. Now the main players in this are, in this article, to tell you the names throughout some of the ideas, is there's a very important Ravid. There's a Ravid who is always the Bar Plukta of the Rambam. The Ravid is not on the Rambam, but the Ravid, he's in the parish of his Mishnayis in Masechta Idios. He says there a very, very, very big Chumrah. And then there is a Rambam, and the Rambam seems to be a little bit different than the Ravid. And then there is a Kesef Mishnah, which has captured the attention of all of the Achronim, of all of the later commentators, especially Rav Elchanan Wasserman and the Chazon Ish. There's a sefer called Koivei Tzoros. I have it in Yeshiva. I was using it yesterday. Koivei Tzoros, where there's a correspondence, a record of the correspondence between the Chazon Ish and Rav Elchanan Wasserman, discussing the interpretation, the understanding of what it says in this Kesef Mishnah, which is commenting on a Rambam, and the Rambam is in direct contrast to what it says in the Ravid, which relates back to this Mishnah that I discussed one moment ago. And on top of that, there's also a Sefer HaChinuch, which makes a very powerful statement. And then Rav Moshe Feinstein also has his own Chidushim, where he comes, it's very different than what it says in the Kesef Mishnah, what the Chazon Ish says, and what Rav Elchanan Wasserman says. All of those names are all put together in a nice big challenge here in this article here called Dialogue by Rabbi Zev Cranes. I have a very hard time digesting all of the information, but at least let me present a little bit some of that information to get a little bit of a picture of what the issues are. Okay, let's read the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam is captured in two halachas. It's in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Sheni, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis. So first the Rambam says, Beis Din HaGadol. Now take note, this is critical. The Rambam used the word HaGadol, means the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which is comprised of the 71 members of Sanhedrin. That is going to be a very hot top issue. When you want to override a Beis Din, can a Beis Din of 23 override a Beis Din of 71? The Rambam starts off by telling us that the one that started off was the Beis Din HaGadol Shadarshu Be'achas V'Namidos. Next topic. They came to a halachic decision based upon the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshas. Gifi Mashanira Be'inehem Shahadin Kach V'Donu Kach. They came to the conclusion that such and such should be the halacha based upon the Yud Gimel Midos Shahatar Nidreshas. V'Omad Acharehem Beis Din Acher. Notice the Rambam did not say a Beis Din HaGadol Acher. The Rambam says Beis Din Acher. So what does the Rambam mean? Does the Rambam mean that it has to be now that we're discussing with another Beis Din HaGadol of 71 members of Sanhedrin? Or does the Rambam mean to say anyone, even 23 Dayanim, maybe even 3 Dayanim? All the Rambam says is the Beis Din Acher. That's a very big topic of discussion and disagreement among the Achreinim, what exactly the Rambam means here. V'niroloi Tam Acher. And to them, they have a different line of reasoning. Acher listar oso hadin. So it says here in the Rambam, harezer soiser vidon kefi ma sheyira be'enof. The Beis Din Acher has the right, prerogative, to contradict the previous Beis Din and decide whatever they want. Shenemar. And all of this is based upon a very powerful pasuk. Shenemar. you'll come to the Shofet, the Pasuk says, Ki Yipol, and we knew the Pasuk doesn't say this in the Rambam, Ki Yipol Chodavar La Mishpat, Bein Dam Ludam, Bein Din Ludin, Bein Negel Lenega, Dibir Rez Bishorech, Vekam Te Velisa La Mokoim, Asher Yivcha Hashem, Uvos, La Shkoinem, Vela Levim, Vela Shofet, Asher Yihye, Bayomim Ohem. Bayomim Ohem means every generation has the power to decide for themselves. They can ignore what the previous generation decided. But it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisosu Mikol Asher Yomil Cho Yomin Usmol, yeah, in that generation, lo saser. But if the bezin of this generation decides to have a different decision, asher yihye bayomim. It's an amazing chiddush what he's saying in the Rambam. Shenemar al shevet asher yihye bayom mochem ve'ena techayv leleches el achar bezdin shebidorchov your generation. Shocking statement. I don't think the average person would be so liberal in understanding the halacha in such a way. Just saying that a new bezin comes along and they have a new understanding, they're allowed to be soiser what it says. Question then is, we have a famous Mamre Chazal that says that you're not allowed ain bezin soiser the mevatel bezin chaver imkein gadol nimenu b'chach v'minyan. That's halacha base. And here is the chiddush of the Rambam. This is an amazing chiddush. Bezin shegozru gezeira. Because not a decision that came to them to the Yud Gil Midrash Torah Nidreshes. Oy hiskinu takona vehan hatakona vehinhigu minok uposhad kol dovar b'chol Yisrael. And that spread throughout the entire Klal Yisrael. V'omat achareim bezdin acher, another bezdin. Ubikesh levatel divrei harishonim. Now look at the bottom. I just copied the next page from the Rambam. Ulaakir oisa hatakona. V'oisa ha-gezero, v'oisa ha-minog, eino yochel ad sheyiyeh gadol min harishonim b'chochma uv'minyin. When we apply the rule of we need to be gadol b'chochma uv'minyin, it only applies to a decision that was made as a gezero or a takana. It's not based upon the yud gimel midosh ha-torah nidreshes. So there's the yud gimel something which depends upon logic. Every generation is given their own intellect, they can make their own decisions, they're big boys. Gezeros doesn't make a difference. If the gezer was accepted, it's a one-way street. Yeah?
Can you define a different base? Let me tell you why. You have 71 people. Some die and they get replaced. It's over time. It's not that we have 71.
Let's assume they're all replaced. Let's say it's a brand new 71. No one is alive. None.
Like that.
Why not? After time. After 70 years have passed, there's no one alive left from the old Besdin.
Right, so
the original signers of the halacha of this decision, they're all no longer with us.
Right.
So now it's a new Besdin.
Right, okay, but you have a lot of intermediary Besdin.
So maybe you're right. Maybe in that case, you're right, that it cannot be overdone. There's a time limit. You can't go reopen a case until a certain amount of time has passed. Let's assume that. If the Besdin makes a decision...
All 71 aren't there anymore?
Let's make that assumption for the moment. Maybe, I don't know what the rules are. But let's make that assumption for the purpose of our discussion. They all have to no longer be alive in order to reopen the case. It's a new generation. It's new. Now let's finish up. So let's Haya Gadol B'Chachma. Now let's read it. Haya Gadol B'Chachma. Avol Le'Binyan Le'Binyan Avol Le'Chachma. Oyinichol Batal Devarav. Afilu Batal Tam. Even if the Tam is Batal, the only reason why they made such a gezera is because of such and such, and those reasons don't apply today. Times have changed. So the nation, it doesn't make a difference. It was a takana, it was a gezera, tam, I feel the bottle of tam, shebiglolo, gozra, rishonim, ayeskinu, eina, achreinim, yecholim, levatl, ad sheyu, gedor, lemehem. Okay, so this is the yesoid of the Rambam. Nowhere in the Gemara does it make such a thing. You have to appreciate the incredible chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam over here is saying an incredible leniency. And he's saying, when you have a Gemara that says, "Ein bezin yochel levatel divrei chaver bez divrei chaveroi ela imkin yoi gadol himenu b'chach v'minyan," the Gemara doesn't make any conditions. The Gemara just says it as a complete statement. The Rambam came along, and he says, "No. That was only said by a gezera and a takana. Really? Show me where it says that." Nowhere are you going to find anywhere, you're going to find anywhere in the Gemara that this principle only applies to a gezera or a takana. The Rambam comes along and only wears a gezera or a takana, but if the previous Bezdin 1,000 years ago issued a decision based upon logic means the Yud Gimel Midrash Atar Nidreshesh, which includes a Kal V'Chomer, a Binyanav, a Mamot Sinu, things which all depend upon a person's logic. No, that Bezdin, they thought of things too in this fashion. We're living in a different world today. We're in the 21st century. We have a different understanding. And if we want to issue different halacha, the Rambam says, go for it. No problem whatsoever. Isn't that radical? If anyone today would say something like this, they would instantly be declared not be kairos. Guarantee you. The Gemara says, Ein bez yachol levatol divrei bechavel gadol himenu bechachem v'minyan. It includes everything. Svara. No difference between a gezera and a gezera and logic. And here the Rambam is making this distinction, which on his own he makes this incredible distinction. Okay, look at the Kesef Mishnah. Now the Kesef Mishnah is going to be bothered by, really? We've never found Amoraim disagreeing with Tanoim. Tanoim, half the things that Tanoim say, or probably 95% of what it says by the Tanoim, is all based upon logic. Logic. It's all based upon Yod Gil Midrash Atar Nidreshes. Never do we ever find Amoraim saying, you know, the Tanaim, no, that was their generation. Now we're living in a new generation. We're going to go and we have a new understanding. You don't find such a thing. So the Rambam is saying, what is the Rambam saying? If the Rambam is saying it's true, we should at least have some record in history of where a later Bezdin changed the Psak Halacha. But we never find such a thing. So that's the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. So the Kesef Mishnah says, the top right. Lomad Kain Rabbeinu Mimad Ashkan Tanoi Basroi Depliya Akadmoy. Where did the Rambam get this? The Rambam got this. So first of all, the Rambam, I don't know why the Kesef Mishnah is, because the Rambam says the Pasuk. The Rambam quotes a very powerful Pasuk, and it's a novel interpretation of the Pasuk. Ubos el ashev rasheye bayomim mohem. Yiftach b'doiroi kishmuel b'doiroi. Which according to the Rambam means, Yiftach can override Shmuel. Shmuel was much greater than Yiftach, as I'll say, no comparison between Yiftach. But Yiftach can overpower Shmuel. That's how this is in the Rambam learning, is what I'm saying. And what does Rambam find? There was a precedent in history. So he does say there is a precedent, because if you look at the Tanaim lived over a long period of time. I don't know the number of years. I'm not into Jewish history, but the Tanaim lived approximately from the year, the Churban was in the year 70.
Yeah.
And the Churban was during the time of the Tanoim, the early Tanoim, and it went on for at least another 100 years for sure.
From 300,
at least.
In the early 200s was Nefilah.
Ah, 200s.
300.
This is like about over 400 years.
Four Jews of Tanoim.
Less than that, 400.
About 400.
Okay, so dealing with 300-400 years was the Tkufa. So if you study the timeline of the Tanoim, the Kesef Mishnah says that you'll discover that there were disagreements between the different generations of Tanoim, and among the Amoraim you'll also find there was a long span of generations of Amoraim. How long it was, I don't know exactly, but we do find later Amoraim disagreeing with earlier Amoraim, and later Tanoim disagreeing with earlier Tanoim. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is also a very big chiddush. Here's the Mishnah I wanted to quote to you. Bezdin as divrei hamyachid v'yismach olav shem yirid bezdin as divrei hamyachid v'yismach olav shein bezdin yachol levatel divrei bezdin chaver el ad shei godol men v'chach v'minyin. Oh, we just quoted, you're not allowed to be mevatel muki l'rabbeinu rabim l'rmiz b'sh'oysa yachid v'oysam rabim nechlu b'gezera oitakon. He's just quoting the Rambam, what the Rambam says, that as far as that halacha that you're not allowed to overturn, that's halacha base. Halacha base is a gezer called Meshima Bezin Pasa Kedasa Yachid Ein Bezin Achi Yachid Lachal Gelusa Kedasa Aram Elim Kenachoyo Gedolenu Chmoshi Yispar Besamach Nen Halacha Beis Avol Nechlu Bishazer Doyresh Biachas Men Amidus Vezer Biachas Men Ein Hachinami Sheyachol Levatel Devarav Afilu Shein Gadol Kemo B'chachma Mei. Unbelievable. Even though you're not Gadol B'chachma Mei, as the Rambam's Chiddush, the Kesef Mishnah clearly says that you're not Levatel. V'im Taimar, here comes the big question, the $1 million question, the $6 million question. V'im Taimar, if it's taka true, so how come, even though the Rambam saw that the Tanoim did this among themselves, Amoraim did this among themselves, how come we don't find someone today doing it? We do, in fact. But how come we don't find people in the later generation of Zim Taimayim Kena Mailo Kligia Maroyat Atanoi? We owe it to Derech of the Gemara. How can the Amora say this? It's the Farish Mishnah. And right away, the Amora back, you're right, sorry, back down. Amora backs down. The here are the words of the Kesef Mishnah, the immortal words of the Kesef Mishnah, which has opened up a whole library of literature. The Tzorich Loimar, hear the words, the Ef Shaloimar, Shemyoin Chasimas HaMishnah, from the time of the Chasimas HaMishnah, Kimu Vikiblu, Shadoroi Swachroinim, Lo Yachlu Yachloiku Al Harishainim. וכן עשו גם בחסימס התלמוד, שמיום שנחתם from the time of the Talmud was over, לא ניתן רשוס לשום אדם לחלוק עליו. So he says that you're right. Technically speaking, you can do it. You can do it. There was a haskama. There was a kinesia hagedoyla. That's what he's basically saying. There was a kinesia hagedoyla. All of the talmidim of the world got together and they decided at the end of the Tanoim that no one from the Amoraim will dare has reshus to be cholek. And likewise, when the Amoraim finished their tkufa, the chasimas haTalmud, there was an understanding that no one is going to lach like Olaf. This is the chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. Now, if you take this chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah to its natural conclusion, he actually writes over this. And this, I tell you, I can't go into all the, I don't know the details, but technically, what comes out is, theoretically, a later Bezdin can come along and disagree with the previous Bezdin. Someone today in this generation can theoretically come along and decide, go through the sugya, go through the sources, and make the Gzeirah Shavus, the Kal V'Chomers, based upon the Mesorah, and come to a different conclusion, and he is not in violation of any technical halacha. Obviously, he's not going to get shlishi, he's going to be ostracized by the community for doing something like this, but technically, that is where results. He actually writes this, so let me just read you how he says, it cannot be denied. The Chazon Ish in part of this discussion, he takes the words of the Kesef Mishnah very literally. The only difference is that the Chazon Ish says there was no formal coming together. It was assumed, it was self-understood that our level of knowledge, you read this Hadaris, is so great, out of respect for the greatness of the previous generation that would do this, and he writes, it cannot be denied that the ramifications of the Kesef Mishnah approach as understood by Chazon Ish are potentially radical. It would emerge that without the constraint of consensus, which is what the Kesef Mishnah writes, consensus and an interpretation of the Bezdin HaGadol, which was also greater in wisdom and number, could be overturned by a lesser court of unequal status simply because it was the court of that age. That's what comes out according to the chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah, according to the Chazon Ish. Now, there are many people disagree with this. And they say, Rav Moshe, in fact, he says, don't get carried away here. The only time that technically the Chazon Ish will be correct is when you have another Bezdin HaGadol. Even though the other Bezdin HaGadol is not anywhere near the Bezdin HaGadol of the time of the Tanaim of the Amoraim. But today there's no Bezdin HaGadol. Today you don't have that. You need to have a Bezdin HaMidrash for the Bezdin HaGadol. So the whole thing is not Nogea. So it's anyway not going to happen. Now Rav Moshe says, because Rav Moshe words, V'omar Acharein Bezdin Acher, it means a Bezdin HaGadol Acher. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush. That's not what it says. That's not what it really says. And that's not what the Chazon Ish really says. Now the Ravid totally disagrees. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ravid says there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about that a later Bezdin, no way in the world can override unless you tach gadol b'chachvim minyan. It applies even to Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes. The only only time, the only escape clause where they can disagree is indeed where what it says in Masechta Idyos is where there's a minority opinion presented in the Mishnah. When the minority position is presented in the Mishnah, that was Rabbeinu HaKadosh's escape clause, that if a later Bez that's not Gadol L'Chach of a minion, they can use that because it already has been accepted as legitimate in the previous generation. But if you have a Stam Mishnah where there's no Bar Plokta for someone to come along and disagree, that, the Ravid says, is impossible. The Rambam says it is possible, explicitly. Rav Moshe says that it may be only possible when you have a Bezin Hagadol. The Chazon Ish says no. It's talking indeed possible, theoretically, for a later Bezin B'Zman Hazeh on a Stam Mishnah where there's no Bar Pelukta, there's no Das Yacha to override a decision. It's an incredible Chiddush of how far theoretically it can go. Okay, so this is... there's something else I'm forgetting to tell you, I don't remember, but okay, basically, this is the sod of the basic building blocks, the Mishnah Masechta Idyos, yep. The Ravid, the escape clause principle we have here, the Rambam, he makes a distinction that doesn't say anywhere in Chazal, Gezerit HaKana versus Svara, the Kesef Mishnah, how far we take the Kesef Mishnah. Moshe, one other thing I want to point out, and they bring a very interesting riot to this, part of the discussion, there are two small points. Number one is, one of the riots that is thrown out is that the Rambam himself says that even though Smicha is bottle, you see that a later generation can recreate the Smicha. Right, the famous story, if all of the Chacham come together, they can be. So do you want to learn from that? I think Rav Chanan wants to learn. Why Rav Chanan wants to learn, you see over here, don't underestimate the koyach of a later generation. Just because there was a previous generation that's bottle, you alone can come along. Just like you alone can come along today and make and reinstitute the smicha, you alone come along today and render decisions that are not necessarily like it was in the previous generation. Another interesting idea is a zokid mamre. What is a zokid mamre? So the poskim say a zokid mamre is even a situation where he insists that the halacha is like him, because not because it's on his own decision, this was the majority decision in the previous generation. In other words, a guy, someone comes along and he says, this is the halacha, he's a zokin mamre, he's chayav misa. Why is he chayav misa? What is he saying? Let's say the case was, I'm not zokin mamre, I'm telling people to do in this generation what the majority, what the Bezin HaGadol paskin as the majority in the previous generation. Would you kill this fellow? He would say no. He's not a Zaki Mamre, he's right. This generation,
he's a
Machmir. In this generation, the Sanhedrin HaGadol or the Sanhedrin Paskins, this is the halacha. This is the halacha. It's a majority of the decision. Along comes a fellow and says, no, I disagree with the Sanhedrin. So if he totally disagrees, kill him. He's a murderer, he's a rebel. I'm not disrespectful. Look at the record. Go back 200 years and you'll notice that my decision was the majority decision of the Sanhedrin. You kill him. So what do you see from this? You see from this is that even though he's right, he's wrong. Because this generation has so much power to follow the majority. All right, these are the Yisoides. Wow, you're really nice. Wow, man. Hey, so you have to do this every other day.